from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions facing lawmakers today on Capitol Hill in a new round of questioning regarding his knowledge of Russian contacts made by members of the Trump campaign in the lead-up up to the 2016 presidential election. Sessions next addressed whether he had lied in a past hearing.
I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should drop out of the special election race in Alabama.
He should step aside. Number one, these allegations are credible. Number two, he should. If he cares about the values and the people he claims to care about, then he should step aside.
Moore is continuing to be dogged by allegations of sexual assault and sexual misconduct involving women that were underage at the time. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Confidence in the U.S. job market remains high. USA Radio's Doug Christian reports.
The government jobs report for October shows the U.S. economy rebounding strongly, despite several massive hurricanes. The unemployment rate is down now to 4.1%, the lowest level since 2000. Confidence in the job market has risen to a new high. Rasmussen reports that 39% of American adults believe the job market is better than it was a year ago. That's up from 35% in May and the highest level of confidence in regular surveying since early 2010. Doug Christian, Washington.
60% of voters nationwide said Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should withdraw his name from the election set for December 12th due to the sexual allegations against him, according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released earlier today. Only 16% said Moore should continue his campaign, with 24% undecided. The poll was conducted between November 9th and 11th, and it's unclear how many people were actually from the state of Alabama. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
And recapping our top story today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions was questioned on a March 2016 meeting that he had with former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos.
I did not recall this event, which occurred 18 months before my testimony of a few weeks ago. And I would gladly have reported it had I remembered it.
The Justice Department has someone else they may be investigating. USA Radio's Doug Christian has a story.
The Justice Department says that prosecutors are examining whether a special counsel should be appointed to investigate donations to the Clinton Foundation that were tied to a 2010 decision by the Obama administration to approve the sale of uranium to a Russian nuclear agency. The Justice Department traditionally operates largely independently of political influence on cases related to the president's opponents. This announcement largely upends that tradition, as President Trump has pledged to investigate Hillary Clinton should he be elected president. Doug Christian, Washington.
According to a Pew poll, 40% of millennials are okay with censoring speech if the comment is offensive to a minority. CBS This Morning sat down with a group of millennials and asked them if they're overly sensitive and need praise.
I think that a lot of what we do isn't respected. You know, I think that there's a disconnect with previous generations and us, that there's not a respect for the skills that we do on a regular basis that they can't.
Doing a job doesn't necessarily deserve a pat on the back. I mean, you have a job to do and you did it.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom on this Veterans Day weekend. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, we'll talk with American Legion National Commander Denise Rowan. Then we'll discuss the U.S. Constitution with former Michigan Chief Justice Bob Young. Of course, we'll discuss Service Academy football. By the way, Army beat Air Force. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. Now it's an honor to welcome to Frontlines of Freedom Denise Rowan. She's the National Commander for American Legion for this year. And she's a lady who knows something about both our military and Veterans Day and a number of other things, which is why I've invited her to join us on this fine Veterans Day. Welcome aboard, Denise.
Thanks, Denny. It's great to be with you today.
Talking about your military service, when, why, how did you join? What did you do?
Well, I joined back in 1974, right out of high school, mostly because I have two older sisters who knew exactly what they wanted to do getting out of high school, and I was like, I don't know what I want to do. So I thought, you know, it's time to serve the nation. So I joined the Army. I had a two-year enlistment. I went to basic training at Fort McCallum, Alabama, and from there I went to Fort Lee, Virginia, and learned quartermaster, which is supply, and nowadays they call that logistics. But actually, I was one of the first female graduates from that class, and they kept me there to be an instructor. So I spent most of my career at Fort Lee, Virginia, and while I was there is when I met my husband. They always say the military does not issue you a family, but I got my family there. Now, during my time as both in the military and as a military spouse, I found that when you're in the military, you go to basic training, you go from base to base, that you really have a new family. You have new brothers and sisters who take care of you. And so my theme for the year is family first. And it's about the fact that when you're in the military, you get that new family. And then when it's time to get out of the military and you're in a community that may not be your hometown, and you're trying to find that sense of community, I found the American Legion. And the American Legion gave me a new family. Veterans who had already served America, veterans and their families. So we have the American Legion, the American Legion Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion Riders. So they gave me that new sense of community, the sense of family, the ability to continue to serve our nation, doing all the work that the American Legion family does throughout the community and across the globe. Now, as 9/11 happened and we start sending our troops, our National Guard reservists, off on deployments across the globe, when we're at those deployment ceremonies and we're asking, what can we do to make sure that you're comfortable and you have one less worry while you're on the battlefield, their answer is always the same. They're well-trained. The government's taking care of them. They say, take care of my family first. And that just seems to be the right thing to do. As they're having deployment after deployment, some of them 5, 6, 7 times they've been deployed since this war on terrorism began, and their families are here at home worried about the safety of their loved ones, and if the water heater goes out or it's too much snow or lawn needs to be mowed or whatever, American Legion family is stepping up to make sure that our military families are taken care of. And then the other part of what the American Legion is all about is Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, making sure veterans are taken care of, our militaries are taken care of, their families, and then we go right on into Americanism and children and youth. And part of the Americanism program is going into schools and teaching kids about flag etiquette, teaching them what it means to be an American, talking to them about some of the wars that we've been in, and the older kids, the veterans, may go in and tell stories about some of the battles they may have fought in or what the war was all about. Our flag etiquette programs are amazing. And what we're hoping for is as we teach the youth of this nation about flag etiquette and what to do when the flag goes by and there's a parade, that they stand up and they put their hand over their heart, or and to be quiet during the national anthem and to show respect. And we're hoping those kids will go home and start to talking to their parents about the fact that, hey, we just had the American Legion was at school and they taught us all this stuff. And then we can learn to be the United States of America and take care of one another.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with American Legion National Commander Denise Rowan. Denise, I really appreciate your focus this year of being on families, because everything you just described affects the families. The families serve and are a lot less appreciated by the nation than the guys and gals who are overseas. And standing for them, being their support for them, does more than anybody can ever measure. That's my thoughts and experience both. And I'm sure that you have the same experience, don't you?
Yep. The experience I've seen is our military personnel are well-trained. And once they get overseas, if something happens back home with their families, the chance they take their mind off their mission, and that's where accidents happen, that's where injuries, and the people that are they may serve underneath them are in danger also. So, again, that's why we make sure that our well-trained, well-disciplined personnel who are overseas can concentrate on what they need to concentrate on, and they know that their families are taken care of.
Yeah, that's really, really huge. I got married after my first Vietnam tour and a year later deployed, and I just left a new bride.
Whoa.
Abandoned her at an Army post. She ultimately went home, spent some time near her family.
Mm-hmm.
But now if we'd had kids, if she didn't have her family to go back to we had it easy. You had kids and a mortgage and all that kind of stuff, and that can be really, really tough, can't it?
It can be tough, and again, that's why we're here. But yeah, we've seen families, we've helped families that a water heater went out. We have temporary financial assistance program within the American Legion. Within that program, if there's kids in the household and there's something that comes up that a veteran just needs a hand up to help them get past a water heater going out, car broke down, something went wrong in the house, or whatever their need may be, we have that temporary financial assistance program ready to help those families. We also have a national emergency fund so that we've been using a lot lately for the hurricanes going through Texas and Florida and Puerto Rico, and wildfires that were going on out on the West Coast. And again, it just comes down to veterans taking care of the country and making sure that people who served as well as others in the nation are taken care of.
That's what we do. That we take care of ourselves and we take care of everyone else. It's Veterans Day. Talk to us. Take a minute now and talk to us about Veterans Day. What does it mean to you?
Well, Veterans Day is a day where we honor and thank all people who served military service to this country. And Veterans Day is not just for those who are no longer in the military. It's also for those who are currently serving. We like to remind people, as far as the American Legion goes, the American Legion is a veteran service organization. But one day in service, even if you're still serving, you are a veteran, and that you're eligible to be part of our family, our American Legion family. But what we're hoping for is this Veterans Day, that American Legion halls across the nation open their doors and invite the community in, invite the veterans, of course, and those who are currently serving, but to invite the community in and help the community understand exactly what it is the American Legion is all about and all of the great work we're doing across this nation. So hopefully people will come, stop by a Legion Hall, check us out, and say, hey, I didn't know you guys did that kind of stuff. And
well, I retired from the Army over 30 years ago and didn't join anything. And after a couple of years, that's how I felt. And guess what I did? I walked into an American Legion Hall and joined. So you're describing what happened to me. Denise, thank you for taking time to join us today. Thank you for what you're doing, the ball you're carrying, the message that I hope gets across not just to all our Legionnaires but to everybody in our nation.
You bet.
And thank you for your service to our nation back when you were on active duty, but thank you for what you're doing now.
You bet. And thank you for being part of the Legion family. And before I go, I need to tell you and your listeners, our website is legion.org. It's really simple. Just go out there and check us out because we do amazing things. And just because we've taken off our uniform doesn't mean we stop serving this nation.
Amen. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, we'll discuss the Constitution that we all took an oath to support and defend with former Michigan Chief Justice Bob Young. Then we'll discuss Service Academy football. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Troops hit the deck and do an easy, slow 30 one-handed push-ups with each hand. I want you lean and mean. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. A loyal dog can be a useful force multiplier when it comes to home defense. They have keen hearing and sense of smell and will likely sense danger before their human counterparts. A large, obedient, and well-trained dog can deter and even delay an attacker, giving you time to get to your gun. Even a small dog will provide advanced warning and possibly save the lives of yourselves and the ones you love. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Front Lines of Freedom. It's an honor to welcome to the show a man I've admired for years. Bob Young is an attorney. He served as a judge and has served on the Michigan Supreme Court, including as a Chief Justice. He's a man who believes that our Constitution is an important document, as I do. Anyway, welcome to Front Lines of Freedom, Bob.
Well, thank you. It's good to be, and thank you for inviting me.
Bob, you're not a veteran, and you are a lawyer. That's two strikes against you. However, you've been serving the people of Michigan honorably and well for decades, and I've known you for many of those. I know that when President Trump or his staff were putting together a short list of people who might be Supreme Court nominees, your name was on it. So that reinforced for me what I thought I knew about you, that you're a man of principle and that you believe in our Constitution. So talk a little bit about your background, how you didn't suddenly pop into life as a Supreme Court justice. Talk to us how you got there.
As I like to say, a series of fortuities. God blessed me in a lot of ways. I never actually planned to be a lawyer, but I thought I would teach government, political science, and thought I would do a joint degree because I was interested in regulatory policy, and I thought a background in law would help. And it turns out that the dean of School of Government at Harvard didn't think serious students of government could do a joint program, and I asked him to reconsider, and he did and said, we still don't. And so I told him to buzz off and probably slightly more strident terms than that, and went off to law school and had three of the worst years of my life. And it wasn't until I came and worked for the firm that I started with and am now back with that I realized I had any facility for law and that I loved it. And the rest is another series of fortuities. I didn't expect to be in the judiciary, but the governor called me one day and caught me in a weak moment, and he put me on the Court of Appeals. And then 3 years later, he called and asked me to fill a vacancy on the Michigan Supreme Court. And that's where I was for the last 18 years until April, until I retired.
Well, you can have plans for your life, but usually there's a number of things that come along that change those plans, if you had any.
Yeah.
As a guy who, in my retirement, teaches political science at college and American government, I admire your initial noble goals.
Yeah. Well, I would have loved doing it, I think, but I think God had a different plan for me, I guess.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing, or about to discuss, the U.S. Constitution with former Chief Justice Bob Young. Bob, our topic for this Veterans Day show is the U.S. Constitution. We vets took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. So it's important that we know what the heck it is and what it says and what it is we're supposed to be defending. My question to you is it a legal document with maybe 1,800 words or something like that that says what it says and doesn't say what it doesn't say? Or is it a living document that really has no meaning until some judge or justice says that it means something and that meaning can change every 15 minutes? Talk us through this, please.
Not the latter. The Constitution, so people understand, this is a document created in the late 18th century by our founders, ratified by our founding generation, to endure. There's only one reason you put something in writing, so that the meaning will be sustained over a long period of time. If you don't care about meaning, then you can have an oral tradition where you just talk about things. But if you want the meaning to endure, you write it down. And in this case, that's exactly what the founding generation did. And they also had a method for amending this written document. It's Article 4. And there's a process where the states get to ratify amendments. It does not specify the judges get to amend this Constitution in their caprice. And that, unfortunately, is what the evolving traditions of the United States Supreme Court has countenanced.
So that means that the intent clearly was they wrote a legal document, they knew what it said, and they expected, and they wrote it in pretty simple words.
Yeah.
That is what we took an oath to support and defend. However, our culture or something has changed so that justices have taken it upon themselves to redefine it. I've heard it said the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, but it means whatever the Supreme Court says it means.
Well, that is why you need to have rule of law judges on the on your courts. Those of us who believe that it is a sacred document, that it was intended to have a definitive meaning that was in the context of its framing, and that's the reference. You look at the words as they were in what they meant at the time they were put into the Constitution. And you can play that game. I mean, the most obvious thing is language is not inflexible, and it's contextual. And let me just give you an example. If you're reading a 1920s novel and the leading man is referred to as a gay young man, you understand that he is a lighthearted and, you know, spirited fellow. If it's 2017, that same phrase has an entirely different meaning. And so then the question is, well, how do you know what the meaning is? Well, you know that in 1920 it had a different understanding, a different context. And that's how you read all of the things that are written.
Sir, you have defined it for us well. Before I let you go, I know you happen to be running for the United States Senate. Take a minute and talk about that and how people can get in touch with you if they want more information or to support you.
Well, thank you. When I retired from the Supreme Court in April of this year, I hadn't anticipated having as my retirement project running for another office, but I have decided that separating Debbie Stabenow from the state of Michigan is a worthy retirement project, and that's what I've decided to do. So I am running to defeat Debbie Stabenow next November. You can contact me or look at my campaign through BobYoungForMichigan.com. I think what we need is a proven conservative, not a liberal who's committed to ever bigger government, more taxation, more regulation. That's what Debbie Stabenow stands for. She votes for things like Obamacare. Those are things that I oppose. And what we need is somebody who is interested in secure borders, economic freedom, tax reform for regular folks. We need to reduce regulations, and we need to repeal Obamacare. So, and because I don't believe the surrender monkeys in D.C. can ever be trusted, I support things like a balanced budget amendment.
You really are strange, aren't you?
Bob, I'm conservative.
Bob, thank you. Thanks for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to the state of Michigan, and I trust that you will be continue able to be a supporter of our country and our state in the future.
Hope
God
so.
Bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Next up on Front Lines of Freedom is time for Service Academy football. Did I tell you that Army beat Air Force? Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops do 20 pull-ups, all the way up and all the way down, nice and slow, then take a break and do 20 more, then stand at ease but stay in the area. I'll be right back. Thanksgiving is a time to spend with your friends and family, but at Spartan Nash we recognize that not all our service members can be with their loved ones during this holiday season. As the leading distributor to U.S. commissaries and exchanges in the world, we exist to give our military heroes a taste of home. This is a part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families.
Wherever you spend Thanksgiving this year, we at Spartan Nash thank you for your service.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
After reading his account, and to the best of my recollection, I believe that I wanted to make clear to him that he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government for that matter.
In a House hearing today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions discussing the meeting that himself and George Papadopoulos were a part of, Papadopoulos pled guilty to a charge that he lied to investigators about contact with the Russians. The topic then turned to, would the Justice Department investigate Roy Moore if he were to win that runoff election next month in Alabama?
We will evaluate every case as to whether or not it should be investigated. This kind of case would normally be a state case.
Air Force One landed at Hickman Air Force Base earlier today. According to reporters, President Trump was in a jovial mood and very pleased with how the trip went. President Trump spoke to pool reporters for about 5 minutes. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Walgreens has good news for everyone who uses Medicare Part B for diabetes testing supplies. We've got your back, or in this case, your test strips. Walgreens accepts Medicare assignment and full coverage supplemental insurance, so you'll pay as low as $0 out of pocket, which is the same as mail order. Pick up the medications you rely on and save on all major brands, like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
100 Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's great sponsors, Honor and Remember, and their national sponsor, Spartan Nash. Hey, if you know someone who had died while serving our nation in uniform, contact Honor and Remember so they can get recognized and honored. It's honorandremember.org. Well, troops, Army, Navy, and Air Force football teams have been out there doing their thing. We're in full swing. Indeed, we're getting towards the end of the swing, fighting on to victory. Joining me now, of course, is Quentin Roberts. Quentin, glad to have you back aboard, young soldier. I guess you're a young airman, right?
That's right, Denny. I'm a once upon a time, I was a young airman. not so young airman any longer. But, again, always good to be here, Denny, to talk Service Academy football.
You know, on the worst day, the guys on those teams are awesome people.
That's true. That's true. And, I mean, the tremendous young men and the staffs as well. You know, I always like to applaud them because they go out and they recruit these young men and find the young men who are not only talented in football but also have the character that it takes to be an officer in our armed forces.
And that is a serious and important responsibility that they take and do well. Well, I am the only guy smiling today on this team since Army beat Air Force 21-0 at Colorado Springs. That's shocking.
Denny, that hurts. That hurts. It hurts.
I don't remember the last time Air Force didn't score in a game.
Well, I think it goes back to they were shut out in 1992 in a bowl game by Mississippi State. But this was a thorough thrashing by the Black Knights in Colorado Springs. Army, who is now 7-2, went into Colorado Springs and defeated Air Force 21-0. And I tell you, Ahmad Bradshaw was the story of the game. The senior quarterback rushed for 265 yards, which broke Army's all-time quarterback singles-game rushing record previously held by Trent Steelman. Kel Walker scored two touchdowns, and Darnell Woolfolk also was one of the leading rushers as the Black Knights outgained Air Force, rushing 392-95. And they didn't have to throw a pass, Denny. They did it without throwing a pass.
I can't believe the whole game they didn't throw one.
They did not throw one. And, you know, the other, I think, most important statistic is Army was 10 out of 12 on third downs. You know, when you can't get the other team off the field, that just makes it difficult for your offense and to find a rhythm. Army's opened the scoring in the first quarter with Bradshaw on a 21-yard run after he had previously broken it one down there for 48 yards. Then in the second quarter, Kel Walker scored from 27 yards out on the option pitch. Army went into halftime with a 14-0 lead. And then in the fourth quarter, Kel Walker finished the scoring with a four-yard run. And again, you know, Army just really just outplayed Air Force in every phase of the game. They held the ball, and they beat, I think Air Force had 24 minutes, and Army had the ball for 35 minutes in the game. And so when you have that sort of, and their defense, the Army defense was, I mean, you can't say enough about them. When you hold Air Force's total offensive output to 190 yards, you've got to talk about James Noctegal, Cole Christensen, who had 10 tackles each. Alex Aukerman, Kenneth Brinson also had sacks on the game. And so, you know, it was a total team win for Army and for Coach Monken. You know, Denny, I predicted that they would win the Commander-in-Chief's trophy. I was hoping my prediction would not come to fruition, but they are halfway there. And, of course, because Navy has already beaten Air Force, the Army-Navy game will be for all the marbles for the Commander-in-Chief's trophy, as well as the usual bragging rights that are on the line.
Indeed, that's true. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're looking at last weekend Service Academy football games. And last week, Navy didn't do well, and I thought they might get beat, but I didn't think they'd get slaughtered.
Well, I tell you what, Denny, I didn't expect Navy to lose. Temple came in as a 3-5 team, and they were 1-3 in the conference, and Navy just did not have what it took. They're struggling this year. They're 5-3 right now, and 3-3 in the American Athletic Conference. But Temple just had too many big plays. Temple opened the scoring with a field goal, and then Adonis Jennings hauled in a 40-yard pass from Frank Nuttall to go up 10-3 in the first quarter. In the second quarter, Navy just could not get anything going. And at halftime, it was 17-6 Temple. In the third quarter, they extended the lead, went up 24-6 again, Nuttall to Jennings. Then Jake Robinson took a 3-yard pass from Frank Nuttall. So Temple's quarterback just had a career day for himself. Navy was able to fight back and score two late touchdowns to bring the score to 34-26, and that's how it ended, 34-26. And the midshipmen are reeling a little bit now. They started off the season pretty strong, and then they've lost three in a row now to Memphis, Central Florida, and Temple. And so they've got Southern Methodist coming up, and we'll see if they can break out of this slump.
That's it. So we are looking for all three Academy teams to win this week. This week, Army plays Duke. You mentioned Navy at Southern Methodist, and Air Force is at Wyoming, right?
They are, Denny. And for the Southern Methodist game, I think SMU is 6-3 and 3-2 in the conference. It's going to be in Annapolis, and so hopefully the midshipmen again can right the ship. Army hosts Duke, and that's going to be a tough game. Another an ACC Power 5 opponent, and Duke is playing pretty good football this year, so that's going to be a tough game for Army, but they have so much momentum. You just don't want to see a letdown. And then Navy takes on a tough Wyoming team. That's always kind of one of those backyard brawl games as well in Colorado, as the bordering states play one another. But hopefully we can get three wins this week, Denny. We're going for a 3-0 weekend for our Service Academy football team.
We sure are. And, you know, up and down and everything else, I think our three academies have got three of the best coaches they could possibly have. And it's not putting them down a bit when stuff happens, right?
Oh, no, not at all. And it's, again, I think they get it. They understand the requirements of the academy and the ultimate goal of what the young men that they're coaching are going on to do upon graduation. And but they still are competitive, and they want to compete. And you know what? Competition is one of those pillars of leadership as well. And, of course, the academies are leadership laboratories to produce leaders of tomorrow's armed forces above all else. And so the Service Academy football teams have a dual mission in not only playing good football but providing those leadership opportunities for these young men.
One of the things I had to memorize at West Point was a quote that says, "Upon the fields of friendly strife are sown the seeds, that in other fields and other days will bear the fruits of victory." That's what this is about.
That sure is. Then you still remember that, huh?
Yeah, I can't remember what I had for lunch, but I can remember that. Quentin, thank you.
Well, Air Force forgot one of the quotes that they should have memorized, and that is, if I can't go home with my self-respect, I won't go home at all. I hope they didn't go home last weekend because their self-respect was taken.
Well, and growing up to learn to live with that is part of life. Quentin, thank you for joining
sure
us today. I always enjoy it. I look forward to our talk next week.
All right. Likewise, Denny. And to all the veterans, I want to wish you a happy Veterans Day there, and thank you for the service that makes this country the great country that it is.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You have reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. 50 pounds should do it. Do about 50 bench presses. I want you combat ready, then stand at ease.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family, let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this Veterans Day weekend show on Frontlines of Freedom. Okay, team, let's open the weekly mailbag. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Please send your thoughts to me at Danny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first one?
Mary from Ohio wrote that when you interviewed Dr. Ed Tick about his plan to take some Vietnam vets back to Vietnam for healing, you said you'd have him back on to discuss the trip. When will that happen?
Mary, we have Dr. Tick scheduled to join us for that report on the first weekend in December. I'm really looking forward to that talk.
Tom really liked the book on the Yom Kippur War. He's intrigued about the Israeli military. Will you be talking about it sometime in the future?
Tom, on the last weekend of this month, we'll be talking with two members of the Israeli Defense Force. There'll be one man and one woman, both of whom have completed their active duty service and are now in the Israeli reserves. I think you'll really enjoy meeting them. Oh, and Skip, you're going to have a guest talking about Israel next week, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to have Pastor Jeff Carlson. He will be speaking to us about why should America support the nation of Israel.
Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, I was thinking about conducting an inspection of my company in the 101st Airborne Division. Most Saturday mornings involved inspections, Some inspections were just for neatness, and some involved display of everything needed for combat. Well, this was a junk-on-the-bunk inspection. My soldiers lived in a common bay. The sergeants who lived in the barracks lived in two-man rooms. I was inspecting the two-man room and noticed a large board behind the lockers. I asked about it, and one of the sergeants, a good soldier but one with a bit of an attitude, told me that he used it for laying out tactical scenarios that he and the other soldiers could work out. That sounded good, but it was clearly for dice games, and gambling was forbidden in the barracks. I spoke gently but firmly to him about the situation. It was clear that he was busted, and he was clearly not happy. I then asked him if he clearly understood what I wanted him to do. After a long pause and a sour look on his face, he said, "Yes, sir." My quick response was, "Kiss your what, Sergeant?" I could tell that was what he really wanted to say from the look on his face while I was correcting him. No, he didn't say anything like that out loud, but my response caused a look on his face that said something like, "I know I didn't say that out loud, did I?" After a minute, I smiled and told him that no, he didn't say it out loud, but it was written all over his face. I never had a problem with that sergeant again, and once we were out in the hall, I was afraid my first sergeant, who was with me, was going to die laughing.
Colonel, I hated inspections. I mean, for you, the inspection was easy. You just walk through and you find fault and maybe heap a little bit of praise. But for us non-coms and the enlisted men, it took hours and hours and hours to get ready for all this stuff. And I just wonder, do the commissioned officers, do they appreciate all of our hard work?
Of course.
He says with a smile on his face.
That was a smirk. Well, now it's military history time. Lead out, Skip.
On 15 November 1777, during the Revolutionary War, after 16 months of debate, the Continental Congress, sitting in its temporary capital of York, Pennsylvania, agreed to adopt the Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union. Not until March 1, 1781, would the last of the 13 states, Maryland, ratify the agreement. The Articles of Confederation were the legal document that bound the colonies into a single nation, but the Articles created a very weak central government, so weak that they were ultimately replaced by the Constitution.
So 5 years after the Declaration of Independence, when we declared war on England, we became a country? What were we when we were fighting England?
Oh, boy.
Well, on 14 November 1863, during the Civil War, President Lincoln approved General Ambrose Burnside's plan to capture the Confederate capital at Richmond, Virginia. This was an ill-fated move, as it led to the disastrous Battle of Fredericksburg on December 13th, in which the Army of the Potomac was dealt one of its worst defeats at the hand of General Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia.
Colonel, I just finished a biography of Robert E. Lee, and I was really surprised because we have all in the news right now, you hear about his statues being torn down all over the country and how racist and terrible he was. In reality, he hated slavery, thought it was an evil, and he was a very devout Christian man.
Yes, he was. Everything I know about him says that, too.
And you knew him personally.
Don't get smart, Skip. Stay just like you are.
Oh, it's my turn now, isn't it? On 15 November 1864, during the Civil War, Union General William T. Sherman began his expedition across Georgia by torching the industrial section of Atlanta and pulling away from his supply lines. For the next 6 weeks, Sherman's army destroyed most of Georgia before capturing the Confederate seaport of Savannah, Georgia.
He wanted to take the war to the citizens so that they would vote to end it.
And they did.
It worked somehow. Well, on 16 November 1961, President John Kennedy decided to increase military aid to South Vietnam without committing U.S. combat troops. Kennedy was concerned at the advances being made by the communist Viet Cong, but he did not want to become involved in a land war in Vietnam. He hoped that the military aid would be sufficient to strengthen the Saigon government and its armed forces against the Viet Cong. Ultimately, it was not, and Kennedy ended up sending additional support in the form of U.S. military advisors and American helicopter units. By the time of his assassination in 1963, there were 16,000 U.S. soldiers in South Vietnam. And that's military history. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. Do it, dude.
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, early one Saturday morning in Columbia Township, Ohio, a homeowner and his wife received a shocking wake-up call. Two intruders entered their home just after 3 a.m. The woman and the 14-month-old baby retreated to a back room as the man confronted both home invaders with a hammer. Struggling against them, the man ran outside to his car and managed to retrieve his firearm. He returned to the house and shot both of them. Quote, "The only thing going through my mind is, if they try to do something to me, then there's nobody to protect my wife and son." And that's what he told local media. Both intruders were taken to the hospital after police arrived at the home.
Thanks, Colonel. I saw some good things going on here, so let's go over those things first. Number one, the instinct for a man to protect his home should be strong and unyielding, and I applaud this man for his warrior mindset and his ability to keep fighting until his family was safe. Even though he was outnumbered, he attacked the threat and fought until he'd won. Two, before fighting, he sent his wife and child to a safer location. They probably hid in another room as best they could while the man took care of business. Three, I like his use of environmental weapons. Guns aren't always allowed or accessible, so take a look around you right now and decide what can be used as a weapon should you be attacked. Hammers, chairs, screwdrivers, broom handles, kitchen knives, even a can of spray cleaner or insect spray can help to incapacitate the threat. Environmental weapons aren't as powerful as your gun, but they're better than nothing and can sometimes be used to fight your way to your firearm. All in all, he did a great job protecting his family. But here are a few things he could have done to make it easier. 1. Store your firearm inside your house, not in your car. In the car, it's not really secure. People break into cars all the time. When you hear the sound of breaking glass at 3 a.m., you need to have a gun right away, not 30 seconds from now. You don't know when or where the break-in will occur, so please consider having several gun safes strategically located around the house. The safe should be secure, but also quick access. A gun is useless if you can't get to it in time. And 2, make sure your spouse is trained and armed. If the man had been killed, the wife could have been in a defensive position with a handgun, prepared as the last line of defense to protect her baby. Better yet, prepare a plan of attack, coordinating with both husband and wife. That would double your firepower and enhance your chances of successfully repelling the invaders. Bottom line is make a plan and have the tools and the training to take out the trash.
I love it. Our book giveaway this week, this Veterans Day weekend, is a copy of my book, The Smiling Ranger. To get in on the drawing, email me, Denny, at frontlinesoffreedom.com and put The Smiling Ranger in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, Jeff Carlson will discuss why America should support our ally Israel, and John Carella from Active Self-Protection will join us. It seems our nation is getting a bit more dangerous. We'll also talk with Mike Visser from Silver Bullet Firearms and Training Center about being well-trained before going armed.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And a few of your friends at Guard, KP, or other duties that force you to miss any part of this show. Hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com.
I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on Frontlines of Freedom this Veterans Day weekend. Join me next weekend for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com. That's EisenhowerCenter.com.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
That he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions facing lawmakers today.